All right, we got a show today. We'll have a real show today. Not Phil doing his stuff there, you know, with Phil-only shit that, I don't know. So there you go, man. All right, so I'm still waiting on Stamps.com. We have commercial today for Stamps.com. And we are good to go here, bro. We'll get this thing going at 3 o'clock. It'll take me an hour. It'll take me... Well, I get it edited all. Then I got to split right at 5 to get over to Burbank. It's going to be a real... Maybe we'll just have to do a very short pre-show here. That's what we may have to do. We may have to do that. Is this Champions League? I'm watching. Yeah, you're right. Soccer. Leicester beating Seville 2-1 with half a minute to go in regulation time. And then they have to go into what they call stoppage time, you see. Stoppage time is when the play was stopped, but the clock keeps running. In America, we stop the clock. In English football, you may not know this, maybe you do. They continue. In world football, the clock continues, and the referee keeps track of the time that they've been sitting there on their asses, either taking care of an injured man or some other chicken shit, right? But the clock keeps going. And then the ref keeps that time. Now they've just announced 4 minutes of stoppage time, 4 minutes even of stoppage time. So now they're going to play to 94 minutes. So they've got 90 minutes. I know you don't give a shit, but I just want to say this because if I think out loud and I understand it. Now you may think, well, that's stupid. Why don't they just stop the fucking clock? Well, if you recall, in watching American sports, you always have to keep the time on the field. Always. Doesn't matter what the clock, game clock says, or the stadium clock says, because you know the referee will always say, would you please add a minute or take a minute away or this or that, please? So the ref is always having to communicate that way with the stadium clock. So he's got the official time anyway. And this way, they're not pulling their dicks and telling what the stadium clock should be. They just got the shit going. Stadium clock runs. You go, okay, we got it. Add this much. Boom. If you think about it, it's actually a lot better. Otherwise, it's stop, start. And I think that's, I don't know. It's just the way the game evolved. But this is a big win here for the Leicester lads. They've got now 2.5 minutes left in the stoppage time. And they're leading 2-0 over Seville. They've played a very good game. Seville's playing with 10 men. They had one guy red carded. Seville has been very emotional. They haven't been on their game. Leicester's just... Leicester, skill-wise, has been the better team, no question. And Seville's losing their... a little bit of their emotional control. Maybe it's the fact that they're hot-tempered Spaniards. Oh! I'm kidding. Because, frankly, half the team plays like... half the team is German, Dutch. It doesn't mean anything about being... because they're in Seville. Any more than it means that you got to be an American to play baseball in the U.S., you know. All right, let me quit jacking my fucking you-know-what. San Diego, what a great city to jack it in. Fucking funny. Those guys, man. They funny men. What? Oh, Lord. Barf, throwing my guts up. I just came across by mistake an old email with somebody who... and I'm very happy I'm not having any more communication with, but I kept it for legal reasons. And I just read it and I was like, fuck. How did I ever, you know, get started down that road? All right, so I said we got to get our shit together, right? What am I doing? So what exactly am I doing here? Oh, I know. Did you guys see that goddamn kid? Holy Christ. The little kids, the BBC interview, we'll play it on the show, but I'll show my BSPs. You guys have probably seen it. God almighty, it's priceless. It's goddamn priceless, I'm here to tell you. A guy is giving an interview with the BBC. He's an American professor living in South Korea. I think he's a geopolitical professor of some kind. And he's being interviewed by the BBC on all of this nice nonsense that's happening with North Korea, right? And as he's giving the interview, the very beginning, he has these two precious little children. A little girl who is ambulatory. She's about maybe three or four. And a smaller baby that's in one of those little wheel-around walker things. And then his wife. He's in the office. You'll see this thing. But, oh, my God. I laughed my fucking ass off when I first saw it. And right away, Steve Bozell came to mind. Let me see. Here we go. I guess I'll put down BBC interview children. Let's see if anything comes up. Yeah, here it is. Children interrupt BBC interview. Now let me make sure that I've got... Let me see if this is the right one.
Miss Howe,
fuck, do I got to go through there? Fuck.
Two young children made a hilarious...
I would be surprised.
The relations with the...
Being overnight...
Shut up.
Hilarious.
I would be surprised. Pardon me. They do?
Change.
Wait a minute. I don't want to show this one. I want to show the one where there's nobody fucking running their yap.
Miss Howe, democracy is fine.
Fuck off.
Scandals happen all the time. The question is, how do democracies respond?
Here it is. I don't know if this is it.
Scandals happen all the time.
Let's see here, man. Do I already have the audio on that? Yeah.
Scandals happen all the time. The question is, how do democracies respond to those scandals?
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me.
That's quite pardon me.
My apologies.
What is this going to be for the region?
My apologies. South Korea's policy choices on North Korea have been severely limited in the last 6 months to a year because...
Oh, my God, that's a beautiful thing, isn't it? And then, of course, they've been interviewed ad nauseum today. I mean, they're fucking
scandals
famous.
Happen all the time. The question is, how do democracies respond to those scandals?
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me.
That's quite pardon me.
My apologies.
What is this going to be for the region?
My apologies. South Korea's policy choices on North Korea have been severely limited in the last 6 months to a year.
And the kids screaming in the background. Now, I guess they're interviewed now.
No, I would argue that this is a triumph of democracy. Scandals happen all the time. The question is, how do democracies respond to those scandals?
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. Pardon me.
That's quite pardon me.
My apologies.
What is this going to be for the region?
My apologies. South Korea's policy choices on North Korea have been severely limited in the last 6 months to a year because of North Korea's behavior, most recently the use of VX gas in Europe.
Oh, my God. Now, what the hell is this guy doing? What is he? Okay.
What is this?
Why are we seeing these stills? I'm wondering. I thought they were going to interview the couple. Had to keep straight. Okay. So just a lot of nonsense from the World Wide Web, you know? Really funny. Really human. It's the kind of thing... Boy, do we need shit like that, don't we? I mean, it's real. It's the great thing about kids.
Scandals happen all the time. The question is, how do democracies...
Oh, I listen to more of that. It's the thing about kids and animals, you know? They're just... You know, there's no affectation at all. As opposed to, you know, us as humans. Some kid tried to pull that with me, man. No, I am. It's very funny, yeah? It's funny until it happens to you. Okay. There's the yellow card. Just saw the yellow card on this one fucking Seville guy, man. He hacked this dude's ankle. I mean, you could tear up a guy's fucking Achilles. I mean, he just went... Shh. Leicester has a new coach, some dude named Shakespeare. Craig Shakespeare. All right. Let's see. Okay. I think Jamie Vardy scored two. All right. White House tries to salvage GOP healthcare proposal. You'd see that fucking Trump administration shifts away from insurance for everybody. Oh, you mean another fucking promise not met. Top U.S. Marine vows action on nude photos. Millions still under blizzard warning. Suspect identified in Riverside Food for Less child abandonment case. Democratic Senator King's racist talk has consequences. Assange Clinton is pushing for a Pence takeover. Why don't you fuck off, Assange, okay? Get out. Haven't you done enough damage, you piece of shit? Two Newcastle United stars make a list of 10 best championship players this season. Luke Bryan sings a song about pronunciation of gyro, or hero. Trump poised to issue sweeping order dismantling Obama's climate plan. That ought to work out as good as the dismantling Obamacare thing. Don't believe the hype. The Dutch election will be a vote for business as usual. Which world leaders are richer than Donald Trump? EU workplace headscarf ban can be legal. Officials launch formal investigation of French candidate Francois Villon. She was in a hippity-hoppity mood. That's the thing. This conspiracy theory about North Korea is a big problem for the U.S. and China. Theresa May hails defining Brexit moment. Long flight delays follow Fort Lauderdale airport shooting. Christ, another one? How many have they had there, man? Well, that's from January. Trump's policies and how they'll change America. IRS punishes Richard Spencer's white nationalist group for failing to file returns. Former North Carolina governor says it's tough finding a job because people think he's a bigot. Dele Alli shows up his basketball skills as he shoots some hoops with teammate Eric Diaz. Or Eric Dyer. LeVar Ball's hottest. Okay. LeVar. Response to Christmas claim. Hollywood man. MPs Bill Green. Do. Oh, there's stamps.com. It's finally shortcutted on my thing. Great. God damn it. What a fucking pain in the ass that's been. God damn it. I don't even know I'm going to be able to get this fucking show done in time today. Because I got to get out of here and go into town. Because I promised you guys I would not take any more show time off because of these other commitments I have. I got it. You know, I could try to do today is do the show without any edits. Just do it. Just do it, bitch. Do it, you know. Come on and do it. Do it. Do it till you're satisfied. Whatever it is. Missing 9-year-old girl found safe. Well, there's good news. Christ almighty. 38 million last year to fight. Yeah, I bet Obama spent 38 million last year to fight. Obama spent 38 to fight FOIA lawsuits. As every Justice Department must fight lawsuits. Okay, Daily Caller? That doesn't mean he lost them. So the Daily Caller sucking on Donald Trump's ass here. $144 million. How much did we spend on fucking Donald Trump's vacations so far? I bet you by the time that motherfucker gets out of office, if he ever leaves, something tells me this guy's he's bucking for life, you know, president for life. $144 million will probably be a small penny. Is this Thomas Pippin? Oh, Thomas! Now, let's see. Something tells me. Do it till you're satisfied, whatever it is. Missing 9-year-old girl case, we got that. Trump policy the January in charts. Long flight delays. Teresa, All right, so did we do that? Okay, we did. We got the steak? Yeah. Let me get my my thing here. Let me get my Ted Bell, Ted to Beverly Hills. Whatever it is, come on and do it. Do it till you're. Do it till you're satisfied. Let me go there, Ted's. And sound effects. Oh, you know what I need is the fucking chipmunks, because Steve is having a hard time. Steve's having a hard time, man, so I need the chipmunk bed, the phone bed with the squirrels. Here it is, in the crickets. This is the one, man. This is where he, you know, goes out and...
Yeah, I know.
I don't really affect the EQ on these.
Wonder how the phone sounds. Boy, that sounds just fucked up. God, that sounds terrible. I hate the way it sounds. It sounds so bad. So fucking bad. Why would you make it sound like that, Mr. Henry? It sounds... Well, I'll tell you.
All right. I like that. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I like that. I like the, you know, I just like the way it, you know, yeah. The gym. CDFGHHG. One of the funniest. There's these little things that we do on the show that I, you know, I mean, have been popular. You know, they're funny. Like the gym, where the guy's in the gym and he's just like, you know. People like that. There's wind. Maybe Frank Gray can talk about. All right, man. I think I'm. Steve Bozell, Frank Gray. Vernon Dozier, Steve Zell, Vernon Dozier, the gym. I need the gym, the gym. Also the gym. Whatever it is. ABCDFG, gym. I got to tell you, this steakhouse we went to Saturday night, holy Christ. You guys, if you're ever in Westlake Village, California, go to Prime. The place is called Prime. They have two. They have, the first one was here in Ventura. I didn't even fucking know about it. The second one they opened up in Westlake Village. Fan-fucking-tastic. And it's not some jammed-in goddamn, you feel like you're in the middle of a cafeteria, like when you go into Ruth's Chris or Mastro's. They can't get enough people in those places, and suddenly you feel like you're in some big goddamned fucking cafeteria. I mean it. Whereas this place, Prime, they still have, the rooms are small and separated, the tables are beautiful. Interesting features. They have one, the table we sat at was in one room, but there was a sort of a section of the wall that was open to the other rooms. You could look in and, you know, and that's where the band was. And we went because it was Motown night. And it wasn't that great. I mean, the dude was an okay singer. All right, so I don't want to get off on a big fucking thing. All right, where's Jim? Where's Jim? Look at this, man. I got to get going. I got no more time. I've run out of fucking time. Fuck! Where's the fucking gym? Okay. That's Vernon. Ted Bell is a restaurant. Frank Ray is the wind. Steve Bozell is what? He's the okay. Squirrels, gym, restaurant, wind. Bang. Got it. We're good. I'm good to go on this motherfucker. All right, man. 3 days, you get practically everything on demand, like our podcast. Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
And I don't know if my man got back to me or not. If Jim got back to me. He did not. Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and fire off to Jim. Because we were missing some information. All right. Tell me get my two things. I gotta get my thing. Is this it? Which is it, man?
I'm Rob Cisternino. The app.
What? The hell is that?
So far in 2017, Forbes and podcast.
Yeah, it's okay.